on either side as an issue, and getting down to the issues which face our survival, I think is in the public interest.
I wonder if we get to the economic issue now. Mr. Nixon has been quoting some newspaper saying that you have predicted a recession. And you described this, I think, quoting him as despicable and ignorant.
Well, I'll tell you the
truth. And he also quoted the newspaper that saying automobile sales have reached a new high. I wonder if you could tell us how you view the economy now.
What's your position on it?
To the best of my knowledge, I've never said the inner recession. I said there's danger. The winter of 1961 could be difficult. I quote the Wall Street Journal, which has said we've been in a recession. I don't use that term because I do believe we are hanging in a balance. I don't think that we hope that yet the official president says, I don't know what's going to happen in 1961. That's my choice point to Mr. Nixon. I believe he's informed in that matter, or at least inaccurate. Secondly, on automobile sales, I believe that there are probably going to be more cars unsold by the middle of November than we've ever had in history. I would be prepared to they're turning out cars later than we spend about 5 years, and yet we fail to not indicate that we're going to be selling them faster than we're producing. Anybody can go in any car dealer who's listening to you and tell you, answer the question of whether you think that the car sales are record high. They're going to have more cars unsold by the middle of November than we've ever had. Steel capacity 50%. We're building 30% less homes than we built a year ago. The third quarter report in the paper this week, various companies showed that most of them are down. So that I would say that business is in shape.